It's time for another school district update on KOAL-ITV. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning, I have Stacy Basinger. She is the principal out at Wellington Elementary. And Stacy, thanks for coming in first and foremost. And secondly, how are we this morning?
Doing great. There's a lot of things happening, and that makes life exciting. So I appreciate the opportunity to come and share a few things about our school.
It seems like this is the longest stretch for these kids because they just don't have any time off until Easter week.
Right.
And they've still got almost a month for that. So
it was from basically President's Day until the middle of April. And that's, we're kind of used to having a few weeks and then a day off. And that's really energizing for kids, for staff. It's
for everybody, really.
It is. But it's a good time, though. We get a lot accomplished right now. And, you know, there's a lot of change happening at this time of year. We just started our fourth quarter last week. Spring is supposed to be today, and we're just talking about the weather looks a little unpredictable, but it is getting nicer. And with that kind of change, that means kids get more active, families are more active. And one thing we want to make sure is, yes, everything outside is changing, but our expectations inside the building don't change. This is a time where it gets a little, spring fever kicks in, and it can be a little hard to do what we need to do. But we're really going to be emphasizing, and we still are emphasizing that, you know, we need our kids to get enough sleep at night. We want them to come to school ready to learn. We need effort. We need to get effort in their learning, effort in their behavior. And we still have a couple months left. There's a lot to do, and we're going to have some high expectations for the last end.
Well, it's kind of like you said off air is, you know, you got business to do still.
We are a school. We've got to learn. We've got things to do.
And I know that in the second half of this quarter, and, you know, usually it's to the point where people have to buckle down with their kids because you guys have testing too, do you not?
We do. There's always the looming testing that, you know, people think that's what it's all about. It's not all about. We have a very hefty curriculum that we're expected to teach. We have designated or defined some very essential skills and standards that we know every kid leaving that grade level needs to have mastered so they can be successful when they move into the next grade level. And it's, yeah, the testing's important, but it's not the most important.
Okay. What else we got going on out at Wellington?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to our community. We just have a really great little school, good families, lots of great kids. And I don't know that they get told enough, but I thought I'd share a little thing that happened a couple months ago. Everyone's well aware we had that terrible accident down on the highway that took out the Los Robertos restaurant. And that's, those are very positive community members in Wellington. Our staff frequently visits their restaurant. We don't have a lot of options. It's close. It's
right.
Good. They even created a menu item after our teachers. It's called the teacher salad because we are just there a lot. And our PTA recognized we can do something. Our school needs to come together. And just after that accident happened, we had a movie night. And we have a little concession stand. We donate the proceeds. It's not a big money maker. But we got the word out. We want to help this family. Let's get whatever we can make off concessions. And in a two-hour period, we had just under $600. People overpaying for popcorn and people from the community just walking in and throwing a little money in the jar. It was just a really special experience to be part of, to see people come together and try to help out. And that's just what our community is. Our parents, I appreciate them. They want their students to be successful academically and socially. And it's really refreshing when we can sit down and say, we're on the same team. And the most important person on our team is this child. So what can we do to help them be successful? And it's just, I just want to say thanks for those parents that recognize it does take both of us to come together to help these kids.
You know, we talk a lot about small communities and things like that. And really, it doesn't matter who I talk to in the area. Carbon County is one of the greatest places when it comes to things like that.
I agree.
They will pitch in and do anything for anybody. So hats off to you guys. And, you know, hopefully they'll get back on their feet. I just saw them yesterday. So
we're really
out and
anxious.
About. Yeah.
We keep wondering what's happening. We're hungry.
Right. Right. So, you know, that's great that you guys would do that for them. Anything else that you guys got going on out there? I know it seems like everybody wants to talk about reading.
Well,
and reading is an important thing, too.
It is, and I'm not trying to discredit that at all, but I do know everyone knows our focus has been and will be reading. Very excited about the progress we're seeing. We've really changed our instruction about that, really focusing on getting kids reading independently on their independent level. And it's exciting. We get the numbers back as far as seeing the progress that's happening, the reading levels that are improving, the accuracy, the comprehension. I mean, it's just a big package deal, and it will always be the number one focus, because we cannot be successful in any real setting unless you can read.
All right, did we hit all the boxes?
I think Wellington is just an awesome little school.
It is an awesome little town, and you guys are doing awesome things out there.
Thanks,
Stacy. Thank you for stopping
thank
in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on this or other KOAL interviews, check out KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus 107.3 FM 7:50 a.m. Monday through Friday.